You're listening to All Things Considered on New England Public Media. Good evening, I'm Adam Franny here. A fire destroyed an important dance performance theater at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Massachusetts this morning. The state fire marshal's office is investigating the cause of the fire, along with local fire and police departments. As New England Public Media's Nancy Cohen reports, dancers, choreographers, and residents say it's a huge loss.
Linda Bacon runs a bed and breakfast in Beckett, which hosts many guests who visit Jacob's Pillow. Standing near the remains of the Doris Duke Theater building, Bacon says it's awful.
I'm seeing just one or two walls that are still up, but a lot of smoke, and I think it's devastating, and I mean, it's totally destroyed the Doris Duke.
According to Jacob's Pillow, the fire was contained to the theater, and the building went very quickly. The Doris Duke, with its barn-like design, opened in 1990. It's the smaller of two indoor theaters there, a flexible space with a wall in the back that could open to the woods. Jacob's Pillow had to cancel its summer festival because of the pandemic, but more recently, it hosted artists who worked in COVID-compliant pods. One company was in the theater the day before the fire, according to artistic and executive director Pamela Tadji.
And so we're just so happy that no one was hurt and this didn't happen when people were there.
Choreographer Kyle Abraham, who's on the Board of Trustees, was creating new work in the Doris Duke Theater as recently as the end of October. He describes it as a space so inspiring, he and his collaborator generated several new pieces.
Most times a choreographer is solely working on one piece of choreography at a time, but there's something about that space that just lent itself to creation.
Michael Novak is artistic director of the Paul Taylor Dance Company in New York, which has performed at the Pillow 19 times. He says the fire is painful, in part because of the historical significance Jacob's Pillow has played in supporting modern dancers.
I felt it right in my heart, right in my sternum. There's something almost sacred about what that space does and has done and what it's been fighting to do.
Novak says the world needs art right now and spaces for artists to create, inspire, and uplift. For now, he says, there's one less space. But Jacob's Pillow says they absolutely will rebuild. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.